You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. It's time now for Food Friday. As the weather gets colder, it's a great time to think about fall baking. And today, we're talking muffins. And you might be surprised, besides the sweet varieties that you might expect for breakfast, there's also a lot of great savory options, too.
Jean Anderson is our guide today to the world of muffins. She is an award-winning food writer, the author of several cookbooks, including Mad for Muffins, 70 amazing muffin recipes from savory to sweet. Jean, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you so much.
Well, I think I know what a muffin is, but from that baking standpoint, what is it that makes a muffin a muffin?
Well, first of all, it is the easiest quick bread. Quick bread meaning it's leavened with baking powder or soda, you know, rather than yeast. And it's also the fastest, and it's the most versatile. And basically, it's, it's turned into a euphemism for cupcake because a lot of muffins are getting sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And a friend of mine in New York said, well, you know, at least we don't frost muffins. But we do sometimes sprinkle them, you know, with a rich streusel or, you know, nuts or something to, you know, make them a little richer than they are. But basically, they're just very simple mixtures. You start with, flour, baking powder, salt, a little bit of sugar, if you like. All of the dry ingredients go into one bowl. And then the wets would be milk, your shortening, which usually is cooking oil or melted butter, plus one, you know, large egg. You beat those up, and then you pour those into a well in the combined dry ingredients. And this is the key. Very, very carefully, slowly stir or fold the two together. Do not beat. Your batter should be lumpy. There should be flecks of flour in it.
Why don't you want to beat? What happens when you beat it?
It gets very tough. You do not want to develop the gluten in the flour, which is the protein. This is what you use when you make yeast breads. You develop the gluten, and that's what gives yeast breads that wonderful chewy texture.
And Jean, you blew me away with this right at the beginning. You basically solved every muffin error I've ever done in trying to bake. Every muffin thing I've done wrong is because I did not follow that. I over-mixed my batter.
Yeah, that will do it. That will ruin it. And what happens is that as you bake the muffin, you know, the developed gluten then stretches as steam, you know, is created within the muffin. And when you pull the muffin out of the oven, those muffins will have alpine peaks on top. And when you cut into them or break them open, you will see that they do indeed have glutinous tunnels from the bottom to the top.
I want to touch on something you just mentioned in passing, that muffins have gotten sweeter. And it sounds like that's something that you're trying to remedy with your cookbook. You're trying to cut down, dial back the sugar. Are these muffins still tasty? What do you like about having a muffin that's a little less sweet?
Well, I mean, there's so many things that you can do with it, additions that you can add. I like some muffins, corn muffins, for example. I'll put crumbled bacon in.
Yum.
I often will put, you know, different types of toasted nuts, combinations of dried fruits. You know, we can now get dried blueberries, dried cranberries, prepared dates, you know, ready to use. When I was a little girl, you know, I had to open the dates, take the pits out, and then cut them into pieces, which, I mean, if you've ever tried to do that, you know that that's a nasty job. But, you know, I've even made, for this book, I used green tomatoes. I made, you know, green tomato muffins. I make zucchini muffins, and I add curry powder. I make, carrot muffins. And, there are all kinds of things that you can do. I mean, they're natural for improv if you sort of remember the basic rules. And this is one of the things that I do teach in this book.
And we have a couple of recipes on our Central Time Facebook page. We talked to Jean Anderson, author of the book Mad for Muffins. And Jean, one of the recipes you gave us that we've posted online, butternut pine nut muffins. Sounds very seasonal. Talk us through that one.
Well, yeah, butternut meaning, you know, butternut squash, not butternut nuts. But, really to shortcut the time, and this is another thing that I, you know, offer a lot of tips throughout, is I just use the frozen winter squash, which usually is either butternut squash or acorn squash, and, you know, just thaw it out. And then, you know, it's the same procedure. It's flour. I do, in this case, use a little bit of light brown sugar because I do like the sort of more caramel, you know, flavor that adds. And I also add a little bit of grated, I know you're the cheesesteak, and I'm sorry that this is Parmigiano Reggiano, but you do, I think, make a good sort of Parmesan-type cheese in Wisconsin, don't you?
Oh, you can find Parmesan here, sure.
Yeah, well, I mean, style. Technically only comes from Italy, right?
Right. So, but Parmesan
style. Yeah, the real stuff, yes. But anyway, I also add rosemary to this, which I think is, you know, a wonderful compliment. And toasted pine nuts, you know, which are U.S. nuts. And it's the same mixing procedure. What I do is use virgin olive oil in this rather than, melted butter or, vegetable oil.
What does the olive oil do?
Well, it just mellows the flavor, I think. I mean, I think I use olive oil for practically everything now. I mean, even toast. I mean, I just think olive oil has a wonderful flavor, and it certainly is more nutritious. So, anyway, it's the same method of mixing, and, you know, plop them into muffin pans and bake them at 400, I think, for about 20, 25 minutes, and they're ready to serve.
Now, you mentioned Wisconsin being the cheese state, and we do have a cheese that we do produce in spades here in Wisconsin, cheddar cheese, and you sent us a recipe for cheddar cheese and cranberry muffins, which is mixing up the sweet and the savory, which sounds super yummy. Can you tell us about that one?
Yeah, I think this is a really good recipe. It's one that I got in another cheese state. You know, some years ago, I was writing a series of articles for Family Circle magazine called America's Great Grassroots Cooks. And one of the women I interviewed had this wonderful quick bread, you know, baked in a loaf pan that had cranberries and Vermont cheddar cheese. And I thought, gee, you know, that I really want to see if I could rework that recipe so I can bake it as muffins because it would be much faster and I think equally good. So I did rework the recipe and the liquid in this case is orange juice and lemon juice, and then also to sort of, intensify the flavor, I use orange zest and lemon zest. And, you know, again, it's the same technique. And bake them, I think it's 400 degrees, 20 to 25 minutes, and they're ready to go. And I think these would be great, you know, around Thanksgiving time. Mm.
Gene, you made a discovery after this book came out, and you sent us an addendum. Not all flours are created equal. Some brands of flour have changed in a way that makes the muffins not as good. So what's your advice on picking
out
flour?
You know, I don't know the state of flour in, you know, Wisconsin. I am not only on the East Coast, but I am down south. And we Southerners like very, very soft flours. And what happened not too long ago is that a couple of the major brands, you know, I think Martha White was one of them, and White Lily, were the two flours that Southerners swore by for, you know, biscuits, pie crust, things like that. And suddenly they noticed that the biscuits were tough, and the pie crusts were tough. And some of the local newspaper editors around here started, you know, trying to find out what was going on. And apparently the company, which will remain nameless, that had bought these two brands had totally changed the formula. And, it was no longer soft, you know, Southern flour. I was not using one of these flours. I was using a big brand all-purpose flour. And when I was testing the muffin recipes 2.5 years ago, you know, they were lovely and light and tender crumbed. And then when I, you know, went on, started doing signings in bookstores, I would always bake several different types of muffins and take them for people to taste. and I noticed that these muffins seemed a little heavier, a little drier. I mean, they were perfectly edible, but they just were not the texture that they were when I had originally tested them. So I began researching, and I discovered that this big brand, all-purpose flour, had indeed changed the ratio of hard wheat flour versus soft wheat flour.
Okay, so that's something we should be watching as we make our muffins here. Not sure what brands are most prevalent up in Wisconsin, but certainly something to watch for. I do want to ask you before we let you go, with a cake, it can be hard to tell when you're at that perfect level of doneness. How can you tell with muffins? How do you know when they're done?
Well, the easiest way would simply be to stick a toothpick in them or a cake tester. And if it comes out clean, then it's done. But you can also tell the top should be, you know, nicely rounded. It should be nicely browned, not overly brown, and then just tap it with your index finger. And if it feels spongy, then it's done. And with muffins, really, it would be rare for any muffin to take more than 25 minutes. That is if your oven is accurate. A lot of ovens are not. And I know, you know, when I was a recipe tester in the test kitchens at the Ladies' Home Journal in New York, we had our test ovens tested every 2 weeks to be sure that they were spot on. And when we got reader complaints about recipes, invariably the reader's oven was way off. Most home ovens are 25 or 50 degrees off. Usually they run hot.
Well, Gene, lots of great advice there, and I think you've got us inspired to do some fall baking. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Gene Anderson, an award-winning food writer and the author of several cookbooks, including Mad for Muffins, 70 amazing muffin recipes from savory to sweet. Don't forget, we've got a couple of those recipes up right now on the Central Time Facebook page.
I think I'm inspired. I usually do zucchini bread, pumpkin bread, that kind of thing. I want to try some muffins now.